KCOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we have a battery of guests with us here on the KVUS Sutherland studio line, joining us from two different locations from Hartford here this morning. We have USD 252 Southern Line County Superintendent Dr. Mike Argerbright, plus Regan Derbyshire and Kiernan Brashears. And then from Opie, we have teachers Megan McGuire, Stacey Garrett, plus students Macy Munoz and Triton Ibarra, all joining us here this morning to talk about Honor Flight.
Way to get that list correct, Chuck. Nicely done.
That's pretty good there.
Let's head to Hartford here first. Mr. Argerbright, how are you? Oh, sorry about that. I guess I got everything twisted. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us. We're doing fine.
Outstanding. Well, Honor Flight's coming the way it sounds here, Dr. Argerbright, and I think it's coming pretty soon.
Yeah, Monday morning we fly out very early.
How early is early?
Well, we leave the plane actually departs at 5:30, but we're leaving the high school at around 1:25.
Well, this is nothing new, but it is kind of new. You know, obviously COVID has delayed, you know, Honor Flights for some time. Mike, how good is it to get back and get a full plane of veterans out to D.C.?
Well, our November trip went really well following COVID, Ron, and we know we've had a few changes here and there because of COVID, some probably for the better as far as the trip goes, but we had our meet and greet last night, and it's just great to see the veterans, their families, our kids and their families, and a lot of fellowship last night.
That is good to see. How are things going here, I guess, maybe with this last round of planning here for the upcoming trip Monday?
Well, there's changes right up to the end on every trip, and that sounds a little bizarre, but that's just the nature of it. At times, some of our reservations will get bumped because of dignitaries showing up at certain sites, and you just kind of run with the flow of everything, and you move on to the next event or site, but overall, things are going well, and we've done it enough. We kind of know what, where and who and what to check with and check on. So we're really excited about the trip.
All right, let's bring in some students. Reagan, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Reagan Derbyshire is here from Hartford. So are you excited about the trip, Reagan?
Yes, I'm really excited. I have the honor to take my aunt, Tammy Derbyshire, and so taking somebody so special to me on this special trip means a lot.
That's a neat deal. So, I guess she's probably excited to be with you too, I would assume, huh?
Yes, we're gonna have a lot of fun together.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that you're excited for. Not only just the time together, but really, I guess maybe some of the stops on the trip that you're really excited about seeing.
We get to go to the White House, which is pretty awesome. Seeing where the president lives, you see it on TV, but seeing it in person is going to be a whole new thing. And then we're also going to go to Arlington Cemetery and watch the changing of the guards.
Yeah, it's really exceptional. What an exceptional trip, and see all those monuments. And I know Reagan, obviously, with your aunt, can have a very good time. Kiernan, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. How excited are you about the trip?
Oh, I'm really excited. So my veteran's name is Dave Brown, and he was in the Army. He served as an E-4 in Lebanon. So I'm just really excited to be able to be a part of this trip with him.
So have you had time to get to know him a little bit?
Yeah, so I actually got to meet him a while back when we first found out that I was going to be an Honor Flight at a wedding, so that was pretty cool. And then we've kept in touch, you know, phone calls, texting, and so I got to see him last night at our meet and greet, too. So it was really fun.
Did that kind of change really kind of some of the things that you might be interested in seeing once you take the trip next week?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm really excited for, like, the Holocaust Museum. I feel like that's going to be a really humbling experience and everything. So,
Kiernan, is this your first trip?
Yes, it is. And I've never flown before either, so this will be fun.
Wow, a lot of firsts going on here. Yeah, you'll have a lot to talk about when you get back.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Reagan, is this your first trip?
Yes, I'm kind of in the same boat with Kiernan. First trip, first time flying.
Uh-oh. What else?
A lot of excitement in the air here, this Jack.
Literally, yes. And what are you girls planning to take extra with you, I guess, in order to get through the flight?
Gum.
All right. Well, Reagan and Kiernan, good luck with the trip. I know you all have a great time. And Mike, that's one of the very exceptional things about the program, the Honor Flight program here at USD 252, is pairing the students with the veterans. That is something that makes lasting memories, isn't it?
It is, and our veterans stay in contact with our kids, and that's pretty special. But the relationships that are built and the stories that are shared over the course of 2 days are pretty special and sometimes get a little emotional.
Understood. Let's shift over here to our Opie contingent. Let's bring in Megan McGuire and Stacey Garrett, who are teachers here for Opies, not only, you know, just the school, but also for the Honor Flight program. Megan, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Well, Megan, you've been on with us several times to talk about the Honor Flight process and, you know, getting ready for the trip. Talk about your perspective on what it's taken to get this particular trip ready, given the success you had in November and also given the fact that, you know, COVID-19 pretty well squashed a few of the trips.
Well, I can tell you on a personal note, when we went in November and hadn't gone for a couple of years, my body wasn't in the same shape as it used to be. So just on that personal note there, but, you know, each trip is special. This will be our ninth trip that we're taking veterans, and each trip is different. Somebody asked me the other day, well, don't you go to the same stuff? Well, not necessarily. We go to different things, but just experiencing it with a different group of veterans and a different group of students, I think that's the special part of it. So you see something different every time. Obviously, a lot of our things that we do are moving targets, as Dr. Argerbright talked about, but we are pretty go with the flow, so whatever happens, happens, and we're just excited to be going.
Well, and obviously you deal with different veterans every trip, too, so yep. The excitement really is there from their aspect, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's nice, like we had the meet and greet last night, to finally put a face with a name and start making those connections. And it's just special. It's special all around. It's special to see the students interact with them as well.
Sounds like those renovation projects at Opie High School are going well, too, with that pounding.
Yes. There's a door that's getting fixed right behind me.
Mr. Argerbright, people are working. People are at work.
There you go. That's good. Progress is happening.
Nice. Let's have Stacey Garrett join us here for a second. Stacey, how are you? Stacey, you with us? I think we had Stacey there for a second.
I thought we did. Stacey, you there?
We may have lost him.
We still have the line connected here, it looks like.
Well, let's go to the students then, I guess, and let's see if we can bring Macy and Triton onto the program. Macy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good so far. And Triton, how are you?
Feeling good.
Good. Macy, is this your first go, or have you been on previous Honor Flights before?
I went on the last trip in November, and it was a really great experience.
So who are you paired with this trip?
My veteran this trip is John Jenick. He served in Vietnam as a construction electrician. Sorry.
What does it mean for you to be part of this effort? You mentioned that it was a really good time in November. What does it mean for you to be on this and to be on it so soon after your first trip?
It's a really special deal to me. The first trip was really emotional. I mean, I feel like this trip's going to be emotional, too. I think it's a good deal to be a part of, and it's good to be a part of something bigger than yourself.
Well, Triton, how was your Macy? How was your trip in November? You talked. You went back in November, and your veteran. Are you still in touch with the veteran that you were paired with back in November?
Yes, Bill. I love him. He is the sweetest. It was a really good trip. Yeah.
Macy, what are you looking forward to seeing here this time around? That may be different from what you saw back in November.
I'm looking forward to another good bond with my veteran, John, and I'm looking forward to see the memorials.
All right. Well, Macy, thank you very much. Let's bring Triton Ybarra in. Triton, how are you today?
I'm feeling good.
Good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Is this your first trip?
It is, and I'm going to be taking my grandpa, Larry Brown. We were supposed to go on the trip the spring right before COVID shut everything down. So it was a big deal to him then. It got even bigger of a deal now. So I'm honored to be able to take him.
Wow. How excited are you to be able to go with your grandfather?
I'm very excited. Me and him have been very close. He had a big hand in raising me growing up. So just excited to kind of repay him for everything he's done for me.
Has your grandfather shared a lot of his stories about being in the military, or up until you were paired together, or has that process kind of maybe started now much more recently?
So growing up, he kind of told me a few stories, but it's definitely picked up more recently, especially after the first time we got selected. You can tell his chest kind of puffed out a little bit, and he doesn't want to tell a lot of stories.
So has your grandfather told you what he is most looking forward to seeing in D.C.?
I think he's ready to see the Vietnam Memorial. Okay. I think he's pretty excited for that. You get to see a lot of his friends that he was on the ship with and stuff like that. So,
understood.
I'm sure.
How about you? What are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Really, I just want to make sure he's having a good time. But I think the Lincoln Memorial is something I've always wanted to go see. And the Vietnam Memorial, now that he's hyped it up so much, I kind of want to go see it now, too. So, yeah, I'm sure everything will be fun to go have a look at.
Well, thanks to all the students. This is a great experience, not for you, but you make it a very special couple of days, too, for these veterans who, all that we have talked to, have nothing but great things to say about all of you and the experience that they get to share with you. Heading to Washington, D.C. That is a big part of, the Honor Flight program. So thank you for all you do. Megan, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. What about fundraising? These trips aren't free, right?
Oh, they're certainly not free.
Yeah, so you're always in kind of fundraising mode, aren't you?
I would say yes. We're year-round fundraising mode, and like I've said before, and I'll keep saying, our communities back this program 100%. I continue to be blown away with their generosity, and we appreciate you guys for helping promote our program and our fundraisers. So we will be soon having a fundraiser with Bike Across Kansas, and we will have our golf scramble, which will be in Emporia this year. That's different for us. Normally it's in Madison, but we're going to try and change it up a little bit and go to Emporia. So we're excited to be there as well.
Good deal. And Dr. Argerbright, one of the things that comes to my mind here with the trips is, not just the fact that, you have administrators on staff, you have the veterans, you have the students who are certainly developing a lifetime bond here with their veterans and vice versa, but you've got the support staff that's there as well that's making the trip to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch, specifically medically.
Yeah, we have a doctor and three nurses, and that's pretty typical. Somewhere between 3 to 5 nurses, depending on the needs of our veterans. And everyone volunteers. A lot of people pay their own way or contribute to the fund. And so it's a grassroots program, and we do appreciate all the donations we get. We have several people that don't want to be noticed, but they want the veterans to know that they appreciate all that they've done for our great country.
Well, this is a great thank you. There is no doubt about that. If people would like to donate, Mike, to the USD 252 Honor Flight Program, how can they do that?
Several ways. We have a fund at the Emporia Community Foundation. You can drop it off there in care of the Honor Flight Program. At any one of our attendance centers, the secretaries, if you're through one of our communities, and that's more convenient, you can stop in any of our attendance centers, Neosho Rapids, Hartford, or Olpe, or at the district office here in Hartford. So, or you can mail it. So we try to make it as convenient as we can, and we appreciate everyone's support.
Okay, just a few days away from heading out, Honor Flight Program. So, Megan, you want to give us the timeline real quick?
Sunday night or Monday morning, whichever way we want to look at it, we will be pulling away from in front of Olpe High School at 1:25 in the morning. Our send-off will start about 1:10, 1:15, and that's where we announce all the veterans and their student guardians, so it's a pretty neat deal. There'll be quite a few people that come out. We appreciate the support from the fire departments in our community and the sheriff's department and also our Patriot Riders. They really make a great exit out of Olpe and then through Emporia. So we will fly out at 5:30 and then hit the ground running. And we'll spend our first day moving around different memorials on Monday, and then stay the night Tuesday night, and then go at it again, and then fly in. And we will be back to Olpe about between 9:30, 9:15,
10 o'clock, somewhere in there. And if anybody wants to follow that process, we post a lot on our Facebook page that kind of gives updates of where we're at, because it's nice to have a nice welcome crew at Olpe when we get there.
So what day are you coming back?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night. All right.
Cool deal.
Well, all of you, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, and best of luck on the trip. And I know you'll have a great experience, and I know the veterans are all looking forward to it. And let us know if there's anything we can do.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you much.
Okay, that's Superintendent USD 252 Mike Argabright, along with students Reagan Darbyshire, Kiernan Brashears in Hartford. And then we were in Olpe this morning, too, Chuck. And
yes.
Chatting with teacher Megan McGuire, also students Macy Munoz and Triton Ybarra going on the trips. We got a couple of first-time trips, first-time flyers.
I know.
With this. Great experience for the youngsters.
Yeah, lifetime memories, lifetime experiences, and lifetime stories, especially coming up here next week here for USD 252 Southern Lyon County. Again, What's in Outdoors will be in the 8:20 to 8:50 time slot tomorrow morning. We are also filling next week's schedule, so we're going to be having a lot of updates from Dynamic Discs, with the Dynamic Discs Open taking place. We'll be having a number of those that will be slotted here later today. So what you see now on the Live and Local calendar for next week is going to look quite a bit different by the time we get here to tomorrow morning. Regardless, to see what's coming up, go to the Live and Local calendar at KVOE.com.
Thank you, Chuck. KVOE Live and Local. It is 9:02, sunny and 56 degrees. Good morning.
Let's hear from Rob about his latest experience with Prairie Land Partners John Deere.
I'm here in Kansas on a farm that I bought about 5 years ago. I knew I needed a tractor as soon as I moved in. I found the online PLP builder, and there I picked out the